Patch number 58. Today I am a man. Air May 17th. Tape today, which is the 28th of March. Stand by. Here we go. Quiet, please, everybody. Larry's reading dirty books. Here we go. Here we go. Quiet, please. You guys, look, I'm kind of reluctant to have you over here. There's something about you two I don't like. You're always talking to each other about me behind my back. I don't trust you.
Oh, there's nothing to be suspicious of us for.
Yeah, all you want to do is work on a research paper here.
But why here?
Look, the library's closed.
Well, why can't you two work at home?
Because we both have sisters and they drive us crazy.
Well, I've got a sister.
Is that why you're crazy?
Get out! Get out! Get out!
We're only kidding, Stu.
Look, Malloy, that's all both of you do is kid. Now, I've got recordings to make, and I can't be interrupted by you and Max. If I hear one word out of you, I'm kicking you out, okay?
Why do you think we want to work here? After all, your recordings don't contain anything, so we figured this would be the quietest place.
Out, Max! Out!
Just a joke. Just a joke.
Now, this is it! I want it quiet in here, and I mean it! Quiet!
Boy, what a crowd.
Quiet!
Okay, okay.
Well, we might as well get to work. Hand me that bottle of pills, Oscar.
Yes, Party. Here. By the way, speaking of pills, how are you able to get actual birth control pills?
My sister got them for me. She has a prescription. With all the guys she sees, she needs one.
Boy, this story we're doing on birth control will really get us an A in that health class, won't it?
It better.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it!
Something wrong, Stu?
What makes you say that? Can't you see that I feel great?
Well, if you do, why are you so mad?
Malloy, I'm being sarcastic!
So what else is new?
There's a short in my microphone again. I can't get the damn thing fixed.
Easy, Stu. You're gonna have a nervous breakdown.
Well, why shouldn't I? I already have a headache. I better run down to the store and buy some Buffering. I'll never get these stupid tapes done. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Well, my two best friends, have a bottle of Buffering sitting right in front of them, and they were going to make me run all the way down to the store and buy some. Some friends, give me that bottle.
Stu, those are...
Shut up! Give me two of those. Now, a glass of water, get back to fixing this damn plug.
Stu, I wouldn't take those if I were you.
Why? Do I have to pay for them or something? Boy, you're cheaper than a $2 whore, Malloy. I feel better already.
Do you, Stu?
And what's that supposed to mean?
Do you know what our report is on?
Yeah, birth control. So what?
And do you know what we had in that little bottle?
Yeah, Buffering. What do you mean, What else could have possibly been in the... Ah! You mean I just took two!
What are you doing?
I'm trying to cough them back up.
That won't do any good, Stu. They're already in your stomach.
Why not try a little further down? You idiots! You idiots!
It's not our fault. We tried to warn you.
Oh, sure. Oh, boy, I feel weird. Something's happening to me. My breasts are starting to enlarge. My voice is getting higher.
That's impossible. It can't get any higher than it is now.
I'm turning into a woman and he's making jokes. I gotta call the doctor. Hello? Doctor. Yeah, this is Stu Friendphone. You gotta help me. I'm turning into a woman. What? What do you mean you know that? No, I'm serious. I accidentally took two birth control pills. What? How did I get a hold of them? Look, it's a long story. I'll explain it to you when I get there. Goodbye. So help me, you guys. If I become a woman, I'll never forget you for this.
Neither will every woman in the country.
Stick around, Malloy, and watch a woman beat you up.
Really, Stu? There's absolutely nothing to worry about. It's impossible for a hormone imbalance to occur from simply taking birth control pills. You have nothing to worry about.
Are you sure? I mean, are you really sure?
Well, there is one thing you have to worry about.
What's that?
My bill for the medical advice.
Very funny.
Stu, I assure you that you're all right. Unless you start getting cramps in 28 days.
What?
Just a joke, Stu.
Oh boy.
And what is so funny?
Stu, do you really think that you took birth control pills?
Well, that's what you told me.
How can you be so dense? That was aspirin in that bottle.
Aspirin? But you said that it was...
We simply said that it wasn't Buffering, and it wasn't. It was Anacin.
Anacin? But if your paper's on birth control, why do you have an Anacin bottle in front of you?
In case we got a headache while writing this paper.
That has got to be the biggest piece of bull I've ever heard. So where are the birth control pills?
At my house. We didn't want to take a chance on losing them.
Another of your practical jokes, huh? Another practical joke!
Come on, Stu, be a sport. It was a good gag.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? I was all set to come in here and beat the crap out of you guys, but, well, here, what the hell. Enjoy these. I bought them for myself, but here, they're yours.
Wow, Hershey's chocolate candies, my favorite. Are any of those Mr. Good bars?
No.
I'm glad. I don't like them with nuts.
Yeah, the nuts are eating them.
Very funny.
Boy, these are good. Say, Stu, why did you say that you bought them for yourself? I thought you were going to cut down on sweets.
I am.
Then why did you buy these?
To stop my constipation.
Huh? To stop your constipation? How can you stop your constipation with Hershey's chocolate?
I didn't say they were Hershey's chocolate. You did.
Well, what are these then?
What does one take to stop his constipating?
X-Lax! We've each eaten five pieces of X-Lax!
Well, actually, they were Whitman chocolates, but why spoil their fun?
Well, you cut out the last part.
You have to make a comment after.
No, you cut out.